Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
For this holiday season, For the Birds is highlighting the iconic red bird you are most likely to see on holiday cards and decorations, the gorgeous northern red cardinal. Cardinals don't migrate and they don't molt into a dull plumage, so they're still breathtaking in winter's snowy backyards. In summer, their sweet whistles are one of the first sounds of the morning. This beautiful bird, seen on so many bird feeders, takes its name from the cardinals found in the Vatican, whose hats and robes are red.
Male cardinals are brilliant red all over, with a reddish bill and a black face immediately around the bill. Females are pale brown overall, with warm reddish tinges in the wings, tail, and crest. They have the same black face and red-orange bill as the male. Their distinctive crest can be raised and pointed when agitated, or lowered and barely visible while resting. Nearly any bird feeder you put out ought to attract some northern cardinals, but they particularly seem to use sunflower seeds. In the bird world, it's usually the male's job to sing. But in the case of the northern cardinal, the females also sing, and often while sitting on the nest. This may give the male information about when to bring food to the nest. A mated pair shares song phrases, but the female may sing a longer and slightly more complex song than the male. The cardinal creates its pure whistle by producing sound in its left and right bronchial tubes simultaneously. Northern cardinals hop through low branches and forage on or near the ground. Cardinals commonly sing and preen from a high branch of a shrub. You typically see cardinals moving around in pairs during the breeding season, but in fall and winter they can form fairly large flocks of a dozen to several dozen birds.
By the way, if you have a natural Christmas tree, instead of discarding it this year, you can turn it into cover for the birds. The life of that festive tree can be extended for several more months by taking it outside and laying it down or propping it up near or next to a bird feeder. In a matter of minutes, the old Christmas tree is providing new natural cover for the birds. This can almost immediately increase the number and kinds of birds that come to your feeders. In addition to the usual ground-feeding birds, such as dark-eyed juncos and American tree sparrows, the Christmas tree cover attracts chickadees, nuthatches, northern cardinals, and mourning doves. And don't forget birds and bird lovers when thinking of holiday gifts. Bird feeders, bird seed, bird guides, and binoculars make great gifts, and you can also make homemade treats for the birds, such as pine cones covered with peanut butter and rolled in seeds. And these are all wonderful ways to get children involved in watching birds. We wish you a happy holiday season and hope that your yard and feeders will be cheered by the brilliant red of cardinals. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.